Blog Talk Radio.
Problems we had. Unbelievable. Yeah, well, they have changed the interface, but, you know, Blog Talk's always trying to improve everything, and I appreciate that. Just, I was not expecting it to happen that way. Ouch.
Hey. It works. It all happens. For a reason, you know, for whatever reason, we had to have that glitch last week. But we're back this week. Yay!
Yay! And did you have a good week? How'd you fare with the super moon?
Oh, well, you know, with me, I guess it's a little different because it went over my rising. Everything was, you know, people came at me, you know, and it was a great thing because, you know, helping them look at a different perspective at this point in time is what I'm here to do. So it was a fun week as far as that was concerned. I think that's very empowering information, hopefully, from that. I'm kind of biased to Pisces moons because I have one, so I feel more comfortable and at home with it.
Well, that is a good thing. That is a good thing. Well, tonight we have Neptune opposing both Jupiter and the Sun in retrograde motion.
Yes, we do.
And I have a lot of people that have been talking about the past, you know, kind of reliving a lot of sentiment with a lot of detail over the last 24 to 48 hours.
And even old issues from the past, like things that they haven't come up in years, all of a sudden have come to light, you know, for people. I've seen that, too, with this, which I find interesting, to where more information has been revealed than what they knew in the past. So it's kind of interesting how it works and how it's trying to balance it out with, you know, just going forward and plowing forward through the situation and allowing things to unfold and not, you know, act in haste with them.
Right. Exactly. Of course, we still have Mars and Venus kissing, and Venus is still retrograde. So that's kind of interesting. There's a lot of love coming back and people reuniting with each other. You had that recently, I guess, with a family member, which is, like, so cool. I've had other people telling me the same story.
Yeah, it's pretty neat when that happens. You know, my family drifts apart, and then they come together and drifts apart and come together. And it was one of the things that was really awesome about this, you know, and that does, that the Venus retrograde with the Mars and in Leo, she's a 29-degree Leo, so.
Wow. That's a tough cusp, boy.
Real tough cusp. So, but, you know, so inspiring, I must admit. You know, she is very inspiring. It's an interesting dynamic growing up with a 29-degree Leo sun.
Well, I think there's a lot of creativity. Unfortunately, there's also a lot of not being sure if it's good enough.
And always being the mediator and always trying to keep everything, you know, in order and try and make everything work and find a creative way of shifting it to another direction. You know, a lot of interesting dynamics with her and how she... You know, now, you know, as I'm older, I've analyzed her to death, of course, but, you know, how she works with it is pretty cool, you know.
I get that.
It is. You know, she's definitely a powerhouse and somebody to be reckoned with, you know.
Well, that's a good thing.
It is.
Well, we have a lot of people holding on tonight, probably because we didn't make it onto the show last week. So we probably should take some callers today and make it up to them.
Yes, I think we should.
Okay. Area code 515, you're on the air.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Hi.
Oh, hi.
And who are we speaking with?
This is Jennifer.
Hi, Jennifer.
Hi.
Have you called in before, or are you newbie?
I'm a newbie.
Okay. So when's your birthday?
8/5/76.
And what time were you born?
About 6:42 in the morning.
And what city were you born in?
Des Moines, Iowa.
Have you still live there?
I still live here.
Oh, a native that stayed, huh? Do you have a special question for us this evening?
Just want to know when you see a relationship enter into my life.
Were you in Des Moines for your birthday this year?
Yes.
I want to tell you that you're still not over one, are you?
Well, there's someone that I'm interested in. But we were never involved.
It's been around a while, and that's showing up right now that that's something you are supposed to be processing right now. And Venus and Mars are getting closer together every day because Mars is moving forward and Venus is retrograding. So they're going to be intersecting with each other right on top of your sun sign, okay? So because of that, this is a time that you want to have a spirit of optimism about everything you've learned about loving that person and everything they've learned about loving you. You've got some beautiful trines and blessing lines in your chart tonight, by the way. And the planets that are in Virgo are kissing your Mercury, because your Mercury is in Virgo, even though your sun's in Leo. So right now, this is a time that you really need to think about what has healed, what's still broken, okay? And maybe look at things from a renewed perspective. I know Jacqueline's pulling up your birthday chart for this year to give you an overview. She's a specialist in this, so I'm going to let her take the stage, okay?
and honey, this is your year. Okay, I'm going to say that, okay? I will say that, you know, because of your solar return, you have Gemini in your seventh house of one-to-one relationships, which means that there's more than one relationship that will be around you, okay?
Okay.
I'm going to also tell you, you're looking for your best friend. That's the bottom line of who you look for. Okay, and it has to be that strong spiritual tie. The reason why I'm telling you this is because Jupiter, Mercury, and Venus are in your first house this year, and you are attracting individuals like crazy. You can choose the right one. Time with the
sphere. I'm not seeing this on the solar return I have on screen. I'm seeing all those planets in the eighth house.
You were born August 5th, 1976, 6:42 a.m., Des Moines, Iowa.
Yes.
Right.
Okay.
When I pull up the solar return, what I'm getting is I'm getting Sagittarius on
No. Oh, yeah, you are getting in the solar return. I'm looking at the bi wheel. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. You were confusing me for a minute. Okay, I'm sorry.
I'm looking at the bi wheel right now. Okay, yes,
okay.
And it is. There's such a transformation and change, and Aphrodite was talking about the eighth house, and in your solar return, all this stuff is in your eighth house, which is really transformative and shifting and changing and very sensual. So it's an interesting thing, this attraction that you're going to have. But the point that I was getting to is that on the day that you had your solar return, Jupiter was dead on your Venus, 28 degrees, exactly dead on, okay? This is so to your benefit this year as far as your love life is concerned. It isn't even funny. It's not that you have to do anything. You have to be present and be open. Aphrodite was talking about letting go of the past, and that's part of that Gemini energy that's going through your solar return in your seventh house, and with that duality to it, you have to let go of the past to really embrace the future, is what I'm trying to say. So be open. This is a year that you can find your soulmate, but make sure it's your best friend.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
We're so glad that you called in tonight. Keep us posted.
Thank you. Okay, thank you. Bye.
Oh, I'm so sorry. You were looking at the solo return, and I'm looking at my will in the first place.
So I figured you were going to—you had already snagged that, and I figured I'd go with it with you. So it's fine. It's all right. It's all good. All right, you ready for the next one?
Yeah, it is in the eighth. Okay.
Area code 780. You're on the air.
Hey, ladies. How's it going?
It's
great. How's it going with you?
Doing better.
Good,
you are?
Excellent.
Good. That's what I want to hear.
Thank you.
So what did you want to
look
at?
This must have been an emotional time for you as far as an interesting yesterday full moon in Pisces. So Friday night, Saturday morning must have been an interesting time for you.
Yeah, I didn't do too much, but it's still a lot of stuff.
You kept a low profile? How inappropriate.
Yeah.
So what questions do you have for us tonight?
I have a good question for you, Aphrodite, is regarding my Saturn return or something like that. I heard it's supposed to be staying until September, and I just wonder if that's one of the reasons why I'm feeling in a really dull mode because of those crazy planets, Saturn and... Maybe we discussed this before in a reading, I think. Or was it? No, we talked about Moon and Virgo, I think, last time. So, yeah, that's my question. Is it that planet that's causing me to be in the doldrums?
Well? You're March 24th, 64, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And the Saturn return isn't there yet. Saturn's in Scorpio going into Sag.
But Saturn return is ascendant.
Oh. It's transiting over as ascendant. Okay.
Yeah. Actually, in Edmonton where he is now, that it's just gone into the first house just now over the last 30 days. But as far as you being in the doldrums. I see more frustration than depression. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Because you have a lot of healing gifts, and you're very, very spiritual, and you don't feel like you've been given enough opportunity to really bring that forth, right?
Yes, that's true.
Okay. So because you had that early Virgo moon, you have a certain level of self-doubt, which you probably always had to a certain degree. And when Jupiter passed over there, when it went into Virgo, it magnified the energy. So some of the patterns from your past kind of came back to haunt you a little bit, but Jupiter's moving on now. So that should be diminishing now. Okay? What do you think, Jacqueline?
Well, I agree with everything you said. And you know, I do see, you know, emotionally, you can allow yourself to be drained or you can allow yourself to be motivated right at this point in time, is what I'm trying to say with this. Because the Saturn passing over your rising gives you that temperance and makes you have to wait for every single thing. Saturn moves like a steamroller. It just plows. Okay? It can't go fast. It can't stop quickly. It just kind of plows through. Okay. And so that temperance there is going to be there. And for somebody like you, it's a little frustrating. You're in Aries. You've got this bright, shiny thing. I just want to go. And here it's plodding through. Okay. And right at this point in time, and I think, you know, as far as what you call depression, I agree with Aphrodite that it's more frustration than depression. But the depression part that you're feeling right now, I think, is because It's draining on you. The moon is moving over your Mars natally. Okay, so it's draining on you a little bit more now. What I am going to say is let go of that and go, okay, you know, I'm going to put my enthusiasm into something, you know, and bring that joy back out in you while you're waiting for the frustration, okay, to go away. Because it's going to be slow in its pace is what I'm trying to say, but it's very beneficial for you. So if you just kind of, okay, I know I'm going to have downtime and I'm just going to have to find something to have fun with and distract yourself with, you'll do much better. Okay?
I so agree, because Saturn is trining your Mars right now. Now, I'm going to give you the heads up on this, because when Saturn does go into Sagittarius on the 18th of September, it's going to be squaring your moon and trining your sun. So you're going to have to separate your inner child from your adult identity to a certain degree. You're going to have territories for both for about 60 days, okay? Just so you know that, you'll know, if I don't feel happy right now staying at home, I need to get out. If I'm out and I feel like I want to go home and I want to play my music or I just want to chill out or get on the computer or whatever it might be, you're going to have to allow yourself that duality, which Jacqueline and I were talking a little bit about earlier, because of the supermoon yesterday. There's a duality that's very present for the next 30 days anyway. So it's important for you to understand which territory you need to place yourself in and what activity you need to be doing in order to, for it to be the most positive and not exaggerate you feeling a little bit down, okay?
Okay.
But for the most part, I think the frustration that you're going through right now is you're kind of feeling like you have great gifts, and you want to bring them to the world, and you really feel like you haven't found your niche yet, you know? So you're feeling a little frustrated about that. But know it will come when you are ready and the people that you're going to be dealing with are ready, because that has to take the cooperation of both parties, what you offer, all right? So just know that the divine is going to be there for you to birth this when it is time. So do those things that help to keep you balanced and best of your ability.
Okay.
Now, were you planning on doing any traveling?
Well, no, not just in my hometown, so that's about it.
Are you looking forward to that?
Yes and no. I mean, still got some stuff I got to deal with my dad, so, but, yeah, looking forward to see my mom.
I think it can be very enlightening for you this time, in a different way. So really sit with spirit. Really sit with your heart when you're there. Be a greater observer. Because I have a feeling that you're going to recognize and appreciate a few things that you haven't in the past. You're going to see things in a different way. But you're going to release yourself from its hold, is what they're telling me. Okay? So I'm going to go with that. Keep us posted. Inquiring minds want to know, Jay.
I know.
Good luck. Really, find something to distract yourself a little bit with that you can have some fun with.
Okay, thank you. Thanks again for your wisdom.
Oh, you're welcome. God bless.
God bless. Bye.
Such a sweetheart.
Yes.
We have such wonderful people that call into the show. So you ready for the next one?
Okay.
Area code 928, you're on the air.
Hi, Jacqueline. Hi, Aphrodite. This is Delfina.
Hey, girl. How are you doing?
Hi.
What's shaking?
I'm doing good.
Good?
Yes, and I'm the reconciliation. I know you said that it was going to happen and stuff, but it's like a really slow process with this person. And I'm just wondering, we actually discussed him coming out here again in September, and I'm wondering if that's going to actually happen or...
Can you spell your name again for me, please? I'm sorry. I know I have you in here. I can't find you.
A-L-P-H-I-N-A.
The way it looks to me, Althina, is that everything is lining up for that to be the exactly what's going to happen. And let me tell you why. There's three things going on simultaneously in your chart that say this is the perfect time for that to happen. Okay? Uranus is retrograde on top of your Jupiter. Pluto is retrograde on top of your Venus, your planet of love. And all the planets that are in Virgo now are in your eighth house of intimacy. And again, you're still in the dark right now, but both Venus and Mars are going to be moving into Virgo in September. And right now Venus is retrograde, so it is your time to review this relationship and reexamine it and perhaps redefine it. Jacqueline, what do you see?
But that's the thing, like, it's kind of, I'm wondering about him, like, what's going on in his chart, is because this basically all kind of rides on him. And at the moment, like I said, the reconciliation hasn't happened yet, but it's been, like, a really slow process. I've actually had an hour conversation with him last night to where he wasn't upset or anything like that. And he actually did consider, like, coming out here because that was something that I asked him, like, if he wanted to come visit again. And he's like, yeah, he's like, I'll think about it. So I'm just wondering, is that something that is going to happen? Like, is that something he wants?
What's his birthday?
June 21st, 1983, or 84, actually.
84. Okay. And do you know what time he was born?
2:33.
P.M.
A.M. And the city?
Claremore,
Oklahoma. And he's still there, right?
No, he actually lives in Shawnee, Oklahoma.
How do you spell that?
S-H-A-W-N-E-E.
How to spell the city that he was born in? Can't seem to find it again. I'm sorry.
C-L-A-R-E-M-O-R-E.
There you go. Thank you very much. I'm sorry.
Well, his chart seems to be very, very stressed out. Has he been going through a lot of changes?
Yeah, I think so.
Because the planets that are in Virgo now are squaring some of the planets he has in Gemini. So he is trying to look at both sides of the question. I think he does want to get into a dialogue. I just don't think he wants it to be uncomfortable. So the more encouraging you are, the better that's going to turn out. Okay? He seems to have quite a bit of stresses going on right now. Now, is he established in a career?
No.
Okay. So that seems to be a trouble spot for him. What does he do, actually?
I really don't want to discuss what's
okay.
really
right.
going
it's
on in his life right now, but becoming,
okay.
like, Monday, he's going to have more freedom to do certain things. You know, to some extent, so.
Okay, that's good. Because right now he's been feeling very stuck. Okay.
All right. It's not surprising, okay? And I'm going to say this about the circumstances. You're not going to know where he lands about a lot of things until after Saturn goes into Sagittarius and well into it. I think this is what is happening at this point in time, is he's looking into his own personal values and beliefs. And with Saturn charging into Sagittarius and going into opposition of his Mercury is when I think you're really going to have the full transformation and change. So you have a little bit of time here over the next 6 months to really, this thing is going to shift and change on you, okay? It's going to be interesting, but he's going to be back and forth. So you really won't know the answer for about 6 months.
So for the next 6 months, it's basically going to be the same thing, like...
Well, no, it's going to be interesting because when it goes into Sagittarius, it's going to charge him. It's going to empower him to start to take a look at things. It's going to transit over a south node, going over old issues from the past and people from the past. So he's going to get more active with that. Then it's going to transit over his Uranus, and then oppose Mercury. Okay, so that's the transit that I'm looking at in about 6 months. It's really going to make that shift within his mind, because this is all going through his second house of his personal values and beliefs. So he's really shifting and changing, and it's not just you, like we were talking about. His whole life is shifting and changing, and he's looking within his own personal values and beliefs to make a true shift. He's just not sure what shift he should make at this point in time, so there's a hesitancy between the two of you, and he's going to have that duality and that distance between the two of you, where it's not going to run smoothly. It's going to run up and down for about the next 6 months.
But that's the process, like, that's already been going on. So basically that's going to go on for, like, another 6 months, which makes it a year and a half.
His choice.
Mm-hmm. So basically this trip that I planned for September, he's not going to do it. Like, he's not going to come out.
He might do it, but I wouldn't necessarily carve anything in stone, I think, at the time of negotiation. Because your chart's set up for you to be visited by someone you love from your past. Your chart, okay? Now, the nice thing about Saturn going into Sagittarius, it actually forms trines to his moon very early on. So you could see a big shift even by Halloween, okay, as far as the way that you communicate with each other. So look at the stairs you're climbing rather than looking so hard at when you get to the top. Is what I'm going to recommend.
Yeah, but that's the thing. Like, I'm just trying to make sure, like, September, if he's really going to do it, or if he's going to flake out. You know, because at this point, I really don't want to, waste any more time.
Well, and here again, I don't see that with you. I think that you're at a frustration point, and I can understand the frustration point that you're at, okay? I mean, that little Cancer moon of yours, this is rough, okay? But I also don't see you detaching from it at this point in time. Venus is retrograde. You can get frustrated as much as you want, but it's not going to make that change. Okay. It's definitely to your benefit to see the real truth of this, because Venus is retrograde on your part of fortune, and that is in your seventh house of one-to-one relationships. But on the other circumstances, I don't see you letting, and I'm just being honest with you, I don't see you letting him go at this point in time, even though I can understand that. She was talking about the Pluto right conjunct your Venus. The frustration level with you must be really high. But I am going to tell you that you're going to be coming down from that. And I think,
like, you know how long that's going to take her?
I would expect him to make the visit in September, no matter what, even if he doesn't stay. I would expect him to entertain that, just because of the way that your chart looks to me.
Well, that's all on him, though. There's nothing I can do, so I'm just not, I don't want to make plans and then, get excited about it and then have him flake out and be like, oh, what a disappointment. I don't want to do that. So I'm just trying to make sure now that if he's going to do or if he's not going to do it. That way I already know not to get excited about it.
Well, I think he could benefit from some encouragement from you, that's for sure. Seems to be going through a pretty tough time right now. Okay, so I would be optimistic towards him, and I would have a plan A and a plan B just to protect yourself emotionally because of your Cancer moon. But I think that the more confidence you show in him following through, the farther it's going to go, okay? Because right now your chart's much more balanced, and you have much more blessing lines in your chart than he does. Right now he's got a lot of stress, okay? So when you love someone, you care about them, sometimes you just have to, I hate to say it, but bite the bullet, okay? And this is the situation for right now.
Okay.
Okay? All right. Keep us posted.
Yes, I will.
All right. God bless. All right. Good night.
Thank you.
Oh, I so understand her frustration level.
I know,
it's
and you can see
rough.
It both charts, so it's just not going one way, it's going both ways right now.
Yeah.
So you're ready for the next one?
Good again. Okay.
Area code 561, you're on the air.
Hi, ladies, this is the other Jay.
The other Jay from
Hollywood. Wow.
I had a feeling we were going to hear from both Jays tonight. How are you doing?
How's it going? I'm doing good. I'm doing well. I really am.
You are doing well. If you were any better, you'd be twins.
That's true. I called in because, you know, you all are ladies, you all can give me a little advice right now. I want you to take a look at my girlfriend's chart and see what's going on with us right now and how we can kind of take things to the next level, if there is a possibility to take things to the next level, and how I can support her at this time.
Great.
What's her birthday?
Okay, so her birthday is September 26th. And that's 1984.
Okay.
Okay. And I don't have the time, no. Her mother
in
said
city?
She was born in the morning around 8. Miami, Florida, same as me.
Okay.
I want to run her at dawn because I don't like to do people with an artificial time. I'd rather just maybe give you a little bit less information, but make sure it's accurate. Is that okay with you?
Yeah, that is okay.
Okay. Because the exact birth time can make a difference as far as where the planets are regarding houses. Okay, because
yeah.
With astrology, the planet is the verb, the sign it's in is the cost of its wearing, but the house planet is where the action takes place, the stage, okay? And I just don't want to give you any misinformation. I'd rather, like, look at it a little bit more objectively.
Yeah, okay.
Wow, look at this. Nice. Oh, my goodness. I like the way this chart looks. What do you think, Jacqueline?
Thank you. I'm looking to see how he can work her at this point in time. That is, she's got some great stuff going
on. She does. Power is coming to her, and she's basically going through a situation where she can feel your support already, Jay.
Yeah.
Yeah, big time. Saturn's sitting on her south node, so there's a lot of respect between the two of you, and she really appreciates you standing by her.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And Mercury's sitting on her sun, so this is a great day to have a long conversation with her later. Just to let you know. Does she have some family issues she's been dealing with?
Oh, big time. Family issues, past relationship issues, just a number of things. And she also deals with health issues, a lot of health issues.
Well, I think when she's under a certain amount of emotional stress, the health issues tend to return.
Oh, yes. Absolutely.
It's been her pattern, okay?
And
I think that because of the supermoon we just had, that's why you're seeing some of that energy, okay? But, again, things keep coming back at us so we can really heal them from the inside out. And I think your support is probably priceless to her. That's amazing. You're such a good man. And I know she's very aware of it. She is aware of it. But you know she also has to do her own work.
Right.
Has she been seeing a counselor?
I've been pushing for it. She was diagnosed with absence seizures. She has a small cyst in her head, and so she has to take medication for it. So she does suffer from the chronic headaches, and, you know, it is, you know, sometimes it's very debilitating. But I've been pushing for her to go and see, you know, a counselor and a therapist because that affected her entire childhood and adulthood, her having seizures.
Right.
And yeah, so she needs the support.
Absolutely. To understand the patterns of the attacks.
Right.
What really brings it on and how she processes through them. A lot of it has to do with an increased self-awareness, which is why I think that counseling would help. What do you think, Jacqueline?
Right.
Oh, I do agree with you that I think counseling can help a great deal in this circumstances. I'm going to say, you are a jolly kind of guy, and you bring a ray of sunshine and simplicity wherever you go. And I'm going to say that's probably the most inspiring thing that you bring to her that you can support her with, okay, is what I'm going to say. I do agree. I think there's some counseling. I think there's a lot of things that she holds from, again, going through her childhood issues and things like this, foundational issues. I think that there's certain things that she holds within. And I think if she let them go, some of these health issues would let go. I think she has a lot of pressure on herself.
Yeah, because she was kind of defined too much, I think, with her illness rather than her individuality.
Right. Absolutely.
And I think that's why the counseling can help. The medication can help, too, to prevent the seizures. Now, do you know if she was a difficult birth? Because I keep getting that in my head. She had a difficult birth. Did she have problems being birthed?
I'm not entirely sure. I know that she was the last kid, and her mother and father were going through a big divorce during the time of her birth.
Yeah.
Even moving out of the country, her father was in the military, so they were overseas. It was just a really tough situation.
And it was a tough situation, and I knew there was a split between the parents.
Oh, yeah. She didn't even see her father until we started dating. She hasn't seen her father her entire life. And the first year we started dating, I drove her up to see her father for the first time. So she has a lot of those emotions.
That's so good. How nice of you.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. But I feel that she's done an awful lot over the last couple of years. It's really trying to get herself together and everything, and I think a lot of it is because of you and your kind heart. And I think that you really are helping her to heal. I think you want some kind of magic key to unlock the door for her, but I think you being there is just so awesome.
Okay.
Sometimes it's just about being there. It's not necessarily about doing. I know you're an Aries, so you want to do.
I know.
Right.
That's
what
I'm going to go into.
Yeah. It's tough. And it's very tough. It gets a little draining sometimes. It gets really, really draining.
But you cannot carry the burden for her. All you can do is encourage her along the path. That's the reason why I told you that is because I know you want to take it on. You know, you're that Aries ram, and, you know, anybody hurts my love, I'm going to go after them, you know. And that's, you know, it's beautiful. It's lovely, okay. But on the other circumstances, you know, you can't take on her battles. So all you can do is encourage her along. And there's a really strong foundational thing. She has, by birth, 0 degrees Venus and Scorpio conjunct Pluto, exact degrees. The people that she loves are transformational in her life, okay? She is a Libra, and you are her anchor, okay? So realize that in this process as the temperance of you has to lie down, okay? My fiancé's an Aries, and I move like a turtle. It drives him absolutely nutty. But he's learned that he knows, give me another 15, 20 minutes of what I want to do waiting for him as he's finished, okay?
Right.
And has that temperance and that patience to it. Okay, and the same thing for you. You have to go, okay, she's got to do this, and she's got to do it this way, so I'll go do this over here for 15 minutes, a half an hour, and let her, you know, come turtling along and finally get there.
Okay. So true, very true, very true.
That's so funny.
So, yeah. That's what's the pattern here? So let her go, because this is a strong commitment. You two have a very strong bond. It's a beautiful thing.
It sure is.
Okay. Thank you so much, ladies. Thank you. Thank you.
Take care.
You're welcome, and keep us posted.
I sure will.
You have a sweet night, and give her a call.
Thank you.
Bye. He's such a trip, isn't he?
He's a great guy. He really is. I love those Aries.
Yes, me too. Okay, you ready for the next one?
Okay.
Area code 401, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Jane. I've called before.
Hi, Jane. How you doing tonight?
Okay, I'm going to celebrate my solar return, so I wondered if you'd look at it for me and whatever stands out for you.
For some reason, I don't have you. I'm sorry. What is your birthday?
I had you September 5th of 51, right?
Right.
And you were born at 10:46 p.m.
Correct.
In Newport, Rhode Island.
Correct.
And where do you live now?
I'm in Rochester, Michigan now.
Okay. Is that where you're going to be on your birthday?
Yes.
Okay. And what city are you going to be in?
Rochester, Michigan.
Rochester.
I love birthdays. I celebrate the entire month.
I have a long weekend.
Close enough. Okay. Wow. Lots of room to grow this year. But I'll let Jacqueline do that because that's her.
Hold on. And my computer's doing something funny. You were born what year?
1951.
Where's that again?
Now, are you in a commitment already?
Yes, I'm married, yes.
Okay. And that's going pretty well?
Yep.
Because I have a feeling that you guys are going to have a nice time on your birthday.
Oh, good.
And I also feel that there is a tremendous amount of empowerment with this love relationship. Because you both are distinctly yourselves, but yet you work very well together, don't you?
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
37 years.
And you have dreams for the future you're trying to put together this year, don't you?
Yeah.
I like it. I like it. It's pretty nice.
And I'm sorry, what city were you in on your birthday again?
Rochester,
Michigan.
Or are you
going to be Rochester?
Michigan.
Yeah.
I just feel this is going to be such a fortunate year for you. It's a Jupiter kissing your sun. And it's also, again, going to be a time where if you or your husband have been experiencing some health problems, it seems like those are going to go away. They're going to be stabilizing.
Really?
And And I think you're going to be able to look at different options. So you're going to have more than one choice about that, though. And the two of you are going to be like best friends discussing what needs to be done, okay?
Yeah.
I feel good about it. So what else do you see, Jacqueline? Because this is her specialty. Let her run with the ball.
Oh, there's some great things as far as this concern is concerned. Even though Venus is retrograde, it's in your first house, and it's conjunct Mars, okay? So Aphrodite talked about what you and your husband are going to be revisiting and things like that. But it's also going to give you a very strong creative talent to use this year, okay? It gives you the energy to charge forward with things that you've wanted to do and haven't done, okay? And it's definitely to your benefit because both the Sun and Jupiter are going to be in your second house, and that's your personal finances, your personal self-worth. And with that conjunction, it's really nice to have that empowerment all year long. Really put yourself out there and put yourself forward. You have a Gemini moon in your 11th house, okay, which is challenging you because there is a square there, but it's challenging you to recreate your dreams out into the public, okay? So, it might be a little challenging for you emotionally sometimes to put yourself emotionally out there in the public, but I am strongly suggesting you do. This is a year of transformation of dreams and changes that are going on. So I strongly suggest you get out there this year with whatever creative endeavors you want to get into, okay? Because this is a year for you to launch out into the public, even though I sit here and say that, you know, you want to do things behind the scenes. Do it out in the public would be much better. And again, one more thing, I think there are some foundational changes as far as your health is concerned. I think they're for so much for your benefit, okay? So the shifts and changes work with them. That's what I'm trying to say.
Okay, that sounds great. Thank you very much. I really
appreciate
it.
We're so glad you called in tonight. It's been a pleasure talking with you.
Thank you.
Keep us posted,
okay?
All right, God bless.
Okay, I will. Bye-bye.
Bye. I love it. I could just feel the love.
Oh, yeah. It's out there. This is going to be a real transformative year for her.
Yes.
And that's her best friend by her side, so yay.
I know, exactly right. So,
solid relationship there.
Yeah. Are you ready for the next one?
Okay.
Area code 913, you're on the air.
Hi, ladies. It's Andy. How are you doing?
Andy, how are you doing, girl?
Good. It's your night for Aries, huh?
I guess so. I mean, you're coming in droves.
Herd the rams in.
The rams and the lambs. It depends on the mode you're in, doesn't it, babe?
There you go. Got that right. Absolutely. Absolutely.
I know you're born in Urbana, but you're somewhere else now. I just can't bring it to my brain.
Yes. Overland Park, Kansas.
That's it.
So you had a question for us tonight?
I do. I wanted to know, my mother broke a hip while she was out of town helping to care for her sister.
Oh, dear.
So she's recuperating about, she's recuperating about 5 hours away. And I'm sort of wondering when I can bring her back to this area, if it's going to end up being in mid-September, or is it looking like October, or?
I think after Saturn goes to the Sag on the 18th of September.
Okay.
I think you can make it happen that soon, because it seems like she's a fireball, isn't she?
Oh, yeah. She's very tough and very good physical shape. She was doing jazzercise every day. So I think she's going to make a full recovery. She's pretty frustrated at the moment. She's a Virgo. Her birthday's September 8th. And it's hard to, manage her care from 5 hours away. So, check on things. And so I worry.
I understand. But I'm feeling optimistic about this, because there's so many changes that are going on in September. We have planets going direct. We have Saturn going into Sag, which rules the hip, which is going to help her mobility and help her to get back on her feet and get back her independence. So I'm feeling kind of optimistic about that part. Now, how is the circulation in the lower leg, and how are her feet doing?
I don't know. I guess I'd have to ask. She certainly had some swelling in the feet. Particularly in that foot, fortunately she's got a good recliner, and it's just a factor of reminding her to keep her feet elevated when she's not doing physical therapy. And the swelling goes down. She's on the pretty normal regimen of blood thinners here for a little while longer, probably a couple more weeks, to prevent clots. And so
is she open to alternative modalities?
If I can kind of couch them a little bit, like, that they're not alternative, yeah.
Well, the only thing I'm saying is I think that maybe foot reflexology would help her. Now, even if you brought her somewhere for a pedicure where that person did, like, the warm rocks and stuff and massaged her feet, it could open up some meridians for her, and it would be a nice little treatment that's not too ambitious to help her feel a little better.
That's great.
So whether she had a pedicure or a foot reflexologist, they could also hit some of the points that would help the hip and lower back area, and also massage her feet, which that foot has been bothering her. I can tell you that right off the bat. I could see it. Okay.
Okay.
So I think that this would be probably a good thing to give her a little boost, even if you can't physically be there for it, unless you want to go there and do it with her.
Okay.
That's up to you.
Yeah.
What do you think, Jack?
I don't think she's... Go ahead. My solution.
Before you even started with that, I was going, okay, this is the thing, her feet, okay? even if she moves her toes while she's laying there, I think it'll help too as well, okay? But I love the foot reflexology. I think somebody going in and really hitting the pressure points of her on her feet are really going to help her tremendously right now. I think that she'll have an amazing difference just by that happening. Okay. But even
great.
If she just sits and moves her feet, you know, just tell her to move her toes, you know, and just, you know, while she's sitting there, just move her toes a little bit and get that moving, and you'll see a difference.
Excellent.
And I agree
with
Aphrodite, and the same thing, there's, you know, as far as September is concerned, there's so many planets that are transiting. Venus is going direct, and Mars is going into Sagittarius. All these things are helping her out. And so I agree with Aphrodite by middle of September. You should be out of there.
Sounds great. Thank you both so much. I really appreciate it.
Keep us posted, Andy. Okay.
Thank you. Will do. Have a great
night.
You
too. God bless.
Bye-bye.
Boy, you stole the words out of my mouth on that one. I was like, whoa.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do it.
No, that's just so funny because that's exactly where I was going to go. Oh, my gosh. That's wild. I love it when we think the same.
I know, me too. So you're ready for the next one? We have probably time for one more. You ready?
Okay, let's do it.
Area code 770, you're on the air.
Hello. Oh, hi.
Hello.
Hi. My name is Louise, my first time calling.
Hi, Louise.
How are you guys?
Great.
Good.
Fantastic.
Happy birthday.
1-7-1945. And the time was 6:50 p.m.
Say again?
6:06?
6:50, 6:50.
Oh, okay.
PM?
Uh-huh.
And where?
Georgia. CUTHBERT, Kofford, Georgia.
Can you spell that a little slower for me?
Okay. CUTHBERT.
Oh, now I can't hear you. I'm sorry.
You can't hear me? Can you hear me now?
Barely. I can hear you better now.
Okay. CUTHBERT.
Okay. Sounds like you're at a party there.
Pardon me?
Are you at a party?
No, I love music.
Oh, me too. I'm there with
you. I love
you.
Music.
And,
music lifts my spirit. And I love to dance.
Do you still live in Georgia?
I do now, yes. I live in Atlanta.
Great. Now, did you have a special question for us?
I know I've heard, I read some things where things are changing for as all the different moons and what have you, and Virgo, Jupiter in Virgo, Venus, Mars, whatever. But I was thinking, wow, what effect does that have on me? Because I know my Jupiter is in Virgo, my Venus is in, my rise is in Leo, my Venus is in Pisces, and, you know, I do know where all my planets are placed, you know.
Great, I love that. I love that.
You are absolutely correct in all of that. We love it when you guys do that stuff. Astrology is such a great thing. So knowing where your planets are is a great thing.
Yeah,
so you know you have a deep, intense Scorpio moon on top of it as well.
Yeah,
trying to Venus, no less. Trying to Venus, no less. Woohoo!
The what?
It's been trying to Venus.
A grand
trine,
yes.
With Saturn, Venus, and the moon. Whew, nice.
Yes, a grand trine and a water trine, yes, which makes me very sensitive.
And very psychic. Very psychic. Okay.
Yeah, very psychic, yes. Very, would you say, I think I'm a healer also, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Now,
with that Mars in Capricorn, you have to fix. It's a necessity that you fix things.
Absolutely.
Mars in Capricorn. Oh yeah, oh yeah. I am very. I'm adamant. What I'm trying to say is that I'm really health conscious. Yes.
You have Pluto going over your sun at this point. Well, it's going to be. It's retrograde now, and it's going to transform over. But it's going to be. It's in conjunction with it, and it's going to continue to be in conjunction with it.
Pluto over my sun.
Over your son.
Okay.
And so
it hasn't been in that placement since the Revolutionary War either. So the first passage for everybody, okay? The first passage for everybody.
This happens to be over your son. You got the lucky ticket here. Sorry.
So what does that mean, Pluto over my son? Pluto's in Leo?
No, Pluto is in Capricorn right now at 13 degrees, and your sun is in Capricorn at 17 degrees. And so, and Pluto moves like a turtle, okay? So, this is a deep, long-term transformation and change within yourself.
Oh, yeah, I feel it.
Going on,
yes,
okay?
I definitely feel it, yes.
So it's very a very empowering time for you right now.
Yeah, I've been feeling
Jupiter
that,
being
yes.
in Virgo this year, you're going through your Jupiter return, but it's also going to complement all your Capricorn energies, your Mars, your Sun, your South Node. So this is going to be a great year for you to really reestablish yourself in a new way.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yes. Will there be, I want to ask a question about a permanent relationship. I mean, I get attention, but I want to know if there's anyone going to come along that's really going to be the one, quote unquote.
You know what I'm going to tell you, because you are a Capricorn, okay, and you have to understand this for yourself, okay, because you were born an adult and are growing into a child.
Okay? I love that.
I kind of see that. I was kind of very conventional as a young person, but as I grow older, I get more unconventional. And I said,
absolutely.
What is this? I'm getting younger as I get older.
Absolutely.
I like that. Sometimes I feel a little like, wow, why am I acting like this? And why am I this way? And everybody else complaining and doing whatever. And I can, like, they have one foot in the grave and one foot out. And I say,
absolutely.
And I'm not feeling that way.
No, you're just beginning. Is my
I'm
point
beginning?
This,
yes.
It's just
wow.
A beautiful thing right now, okay, for you, because here again, this is the birth of your new life, okay. And does that mean a new relationship? Absolutely. Okay.
Oh wow.
You will have a greater time in your later years because of that. Okay, the responsibility, duty, obligation things that you've been holding and working on throughout your life are now dissipating, okay? And they're letting you set yourself free. And you've got that Mercury in Aquarius, so just go out there and do it, okay?
Oh.
Here I come is what you say, and get out of my way, because I'm going to fix it and I'm going to go this direction. and you'll be fine. You really will be.
Oh, great. I can go play. Okay.
What do you think, Cat?
We're so glad you called in tonight.
Thank you. I'm glad I did, too, because that cleared up some clarity for me, because I, wow. Wow.
That's great.
And my psychic ability, I've been thinking about trying to look for a group so I can start channeling. A group or like mine, so, you know.
That'd be perfect.
That'll be perfect for me? Okay.
Yeah. Good. You're going to heal. Great. You're going to be a very strong healing influence for a woman.
Tommy?
There's a woman that you have known for a long time. And you're going to help this person to heal in a way that you probably don't expect right now, but it's coming soon. And I don't know if you see this person a lot, but I know you've known this person for a long time. And you're going to make a big difference by what you offer as far as your spirituality and your philosophy.
Oh, fantastic. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's good to know, because I do want to help, yes. Wow.
Yeah. Well, we're off the air now, but we're so glad you called in. And keep us posted, will you?
I will. I definitely will. You guys come on every Sunday?
Every Sunday from 6 to 7. Yeah.
Okay. I definitely will. I'll look for you and call you in. Call in, let you know what's going on.
All right. Wow. Great.
Thank you.
Love that,
okay.
Louise. Okay. All right. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
For those who are still listening, let's tell them where they can find us.
They can call me at 772-286-2720. How about you, Aphrodite?
They can call me at 540-400-0110. Have a spectacular week.
See you next week. Good night.
Bye-bye. Good night.